Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Lyons covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Boudreaux trying to get to third. Appling throws to Kennedy who tags Boudreaux for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tresh to Callaway covering second. The throw back to home, and Campbell is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux throws to second for one, and Mack throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. QL moves to second. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker throws the ball into Trotsky, who tags Wright trying to catch an extra base, for the out. QL scores. Hoag moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Boudreau covering, and Hoag is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oscar Grimes now playing first base. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Callaway scores. QL moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright is hit by the pitch. QL moves to third. Hoag moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Appling takes first base on ball 4. QL scores. Hoag moves to third. Wright moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-2 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoag scores. Wright moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Callaway bunts towards first. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Tresh moves to third. Lyons moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL is walked intentionally. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tresh scores. Lyons moves to third. QL moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Bob Feller. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salters. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Salters steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh is walked intentionally. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Salters moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salter scores. Tresh scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.